Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey everyone, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. I have with me the first official guest of this entire new podcast. So I have Eve. Eve, say your last name. I want to get it exactly right.
Wellner. It's a little odd.
Yeah. No. I thought it was Wellner. And listen, you are a, what year are you at Cedarville?
I'll be a sophomore this year.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So sophomore, and how old is that?
Well, I'll be 19.
Okay.
I am 19. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just turned 19. I'm getting used to it.
I gotcha. I got three kids. They all have summer birthdays. So, So you and I met last semester, and yeah. I don't even know. We're going to talk about that, but you are a 19-year-old entrepreneur. You were 18 just a little while ago. You started this business. In fact, this past summer, you and I hopped on the phone. I think it was it May or June?
I believe it was May. It was pretty early on.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you reached out and said, hey, you know, should I start an LLC? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some of those things. But first of all, you have this thing called Eve's Original Sin Cookie. What in the world? Where did that name come from? Let's unpack this.
Okay. So I really, I wanted to include my name in it.
Yeah.
In my business name. And my family was just like playing around with what would be a fun name, kind of fun, not super serious name. And my mom just threw out, well, what if you do like Eve's Original Sin? Like the cookie is so decadent that it feels like a sin to eat it. And
that's
so then
awesome.
I kind of went with that. So.
That is awesome. Okay. Well, and you've been incredibly bold. You've taken action. These are characteristics, first of all, that is very important for entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's what this whole podcast is about. One thing that I appreciate about you is that this summer, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you kind of said, yeah, I have this passion about Eve's Original Sin Cookie, but I also need to fund my life. And so you correct me if I'm wrong, but you kind of did a job and a side helpful.
Yeah, it was kind of tough. I mean, I have to say I was not around my family a whole lot this summer, which was hard for me because I mean, you know, going to college, I'm not around them anyways. And so summer was really my time to spend time with them. But they understood that has been a long time goal of mine. And it's really important to me. And they're very supportive of whatever I want to do. And so I worked really hard this summer working at a job for about, I usually worked like 30 hours a week. And then I did my cookies on the side. And I was usually up till midnight some nights making cookies for the next day.
Wow. So. Let's talk about that. Where did you sell these cookies this summer?
So it started by word of mouth. So my first customer was actually my Spanish teacher from high school. And everybody in high school knew that I wanted to start a business. And in fact, I did do a little bit of sales, just like kind of playing around with the idea in high school. So everybody knew. And then once I got on Instagram, my high school teacher just found out about it. And so she reached out to me and was like, listen, my birthday's coming up. I want to order 12 of your large cookies. And I was so excited. And then from there, it just kind of grew. She kind of told other people about it. I started getting business cards and putting them elsewhere. I got on Facebook and people started looking into me a little bit. So,
Let's unpack this because this is huge. And there'll be people listening that are students, faculty, alumni, my own tribe. There'll be lots of people. So you basically didn't do paid ads. You had an idea. You found one customer. Let's talk about that because I always tell people that once you make your first sale, you have this mental shift. What was the mental shift that happened inside you when you made your first sale?
Well, I have to say, before the sale, I was getting extremely discouraged because it took a while. It took a while for me to get that sale. It took a lot of hard work to get my name out there and talking to people, which sometimes I get nervous about. And once I remember when they were driving up, I was really nervous because I thought I was just going to butcher what I was all about and everything like that. But it ended up being a super positive experience because she was supportive of me, which is great. And then after she left my house from picking up the cookies, I like jumped up and down from joy because it was my first sale, you know, like I had done it. That's the first step. And from there, it just kind of grew. It was so exciting. My whole family's excited too.
That is awesome. In fact, I saw your dad post on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And this is so cool. So I'm with you. So it sounds like you have the talent. You have, I'm going to call it the competence of making cookies, mm-hmm. but you lacked the confidence until mm-hmm. you made that first sale. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. I actually did a study on entrepreneurs, and they say that entrepreneurs who do a side hustle first, mm-hmm. instead of going all in, are actually more successful because they have to. Well, I'm not going to tell you. Why do you think? Why do you think? And it's not, don't worry, you can just take a shot. But why do you think? Yeah.
For me, I think that I just didn't know a whole lot. Like, I don't know anything about business. And that's why I'm a business major now. I want to learn. But I think for a lot of people, it's just easier mentally, and it's more positive to know that this isn't all that I'm doing right now. Like if I fail at this, it's not everything going down.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So basically you've kind of spread the risk, mm-hmm. and you've said, hey, I have a job that pays me money, but I have this other thing that I'm working on the side.
Exactly.
That makes sense. So I think also another reason why is mm-hmm. that you had to learn. In fact, you said it when you just told the story, but you mm-hmm. had to learn discipline, mm-hmm. hustle, perseverance, dedication. Yeah. If you just said, hey, I'm just going to bake cookies all summer and I can fall back with my parents,
no,
might not have had the pressure to take what limited time you had and force it into your hustle. Mm-hmm. So this is cool. How did we even connect? Because I want to hear this. I taught an adjunct class in January on marketing, and then mm-hmm. you all of a sudden show up in my office or something. You reached out or something. What happened?
Yeah. So I had heard all about you from I think it was January, because everyone is talking about the new chair for entrepreneurship, and they had been looking for a long time for someone. Right. I was really excited because I've been an advocate for Cedarville's entrepreneurship since I learned about it. I've been really excited. Okay. Yes. And so once I heard it was you, I heard from my other friends. I think it was, do you know Alvin?
Yeah. I've heard of
Alvin. Yeah. So Alvin was having a meeting with Dr. Haymond at lunch or something. And you
were.
And so he had this super positive experience with talking with you, and he was so excited, and he told me and a couple other people about it, and then I got excited about it.
Yeah.
And then I think it was kind of like a launch of the entrepreneurship program. You made a speech.
Class.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think it was exam week. And so I went to that, and I was just honestly prior to that meeting, I had almost completely given up on my business. I was at my lowest point ever. I was ready to give up. And then your speech made me feel inspired that I can do it. I just need help, and I need to just hustle, like you said.
Yeah.
And so then I reached out to you on LinkedIn, I think it was, and we set up a meeting, and from there it just kind of took off.
Yeah, that's right. So I think I was impressed with your LinkedIn. You might have even had at that time Eats Original Sin Cookie.
Yes.
So that's an important tip. This podcast is going to be really practical to people. And I want to tell people that their LinkedIn line that they get to choose is one of the key things, because with that LinkedIn line, you could have said Cedarville student. You know, I could say best-selling author, but instead I actually change my description in LinkedIn to outward focused.
Yeah.
And that's what you did. You said Eve's Original Sin Cookie, and all of a sudden people are like, ooh, interesting. So I was already impressed that you had put your LinkedIn, you know, description. But then you started on so we met. Then did I tell you then to start an Instagram for your business?
I think you did. I think you told me to get out on social media so that I could talk to people about it and just get my name out there.
Yeah.
And I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and let's go deep here if you're cool with it here. Hang on a second. So this is big stuff, but you did it on your Instagram, so I don't think it's confidential.
Oh,
but
no.
You talked about a past struggle that you had. And I think that this is actually really good marketing. It's called it's called your origin story. Every entrepreneurship, every business has a story. And you started to weave in your story pretty early on. What is that story?
So when I was about a sophomore in high school, I started really restricting what I ate. And it was, I started getting, I had anorexia nervosa.
Yeah.
It was a horrible time in my life. I was the farthest away from God I'd ever been. I was really distant from my family, and I was just in my own little bubble. Struggle. It was such a struggle for me, and I was so unhappy. I was sick. I was really unwell.
Wow.
And it was like almost in an instant. I was prior to the business, I was having also some struggles with what I wanted to do with my life. You know, as every sophomore, I mean, most sophomores don't know.
Yeah.
And I had wanted to go the medical route for a long time, but I just could see that that wasn't a good fit for me. And so it was like, I just had a thought. I was like, why don't I just start a business? I mean, I have those tendencies that business owners have. Why not own a business? And so then I started just playing around with business ideas, and I knew that I loved to bake. At that point, it was not really baking for myself. It was baking for other people, because if you look into it, people with anorexia tend to bake a lot. They'll cook a lot, but it's not for themselves. They'll never eat a bite of it. It's
wow.
For everyone. And so I still baked, but then from that point on, I kind of switched my mindset. And I was like, no, I'm going to get to enjoy the food that I make. I'm going to get to enjoy the stuff that I bake. And from that point on, I just kind of realized I want to create a baking business. And then I came up with the idea of customization. You know, there's Cold Stone, and they create ice cream, and you can pretty much put whatever you want in ice cream.
Yeah, what do you call it? You taught me something. Is it called Mixins or something?
Yeah, Mixins. So I created a business where I have cookies. I have a base cookie dough, and then you put whatever Mixins you want. And so that added that element of creativity, which made it interesting for me to try to eat the food. And yeah, so that's how I came to it.
That is amazing. So you almost... God almost used this business idea and entrepreneurship to heal you emotionally, physically, spiritually. Is that the craziest story I've ever heard? That is amazing.
It was crazy. I didn't expect it to have that much impact in my life. You know, I've always viewed a job like it's just a job. You know, you go to the job, then you come back home, and it's just you get to relax. But creating a business has created a whole new mindset for me, because it almost like brings relaxation and work together for me, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. This is amazing. Okay. So this happens in May, you and I, so you're at your lowest. I'm honored. I never heard that before, that I inspired you to keep rolling.
Yes. In May.
That's awesome. I'll have to share that with Dr. Heyman, because that was just, that was kind of a fluke where he said, just come in, you know, hired you, even though you're not hired till July 1, just come in and share a vision. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember what I fully said, but I am very excited about students and entrepreneurship. So let's go together. So then you start Instagram, you start getting some following, you start posting content. You even had votes. I remember this summer, you would say, do you want the bigger version or the, talk to us about, because that's even a strategy for people. You didn't just tell people, you gave them a survey.
Yeah, I did that on LinkedIn too. I've always figured that the people know what they want, you know, like, sure, I might know what I want, but the customers are the main people to look to, you know, I mean, they're the buyers. So I wanted to see if they would even buy that or if they'd be interested in that. Cause I thought it was a good idea, but you never know what somebody else is going to think.
Yeah.
And so I put that out there. And I'm glad I tried it, because I don't make the minis anymore because it just wasn't profitable enough for me. And it was very time consuming. So I have to make an announcement about that on Instagram, but I just discontinued doing the mini cookies. But I'm really glad that I reached out to people, because now I know that they were interested in that. And I tried it, but it didn't work out. So
besides, you can't have a mini sin. You have to go.
Exactly. Go all out.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. So, so this is cool. And then you came to me, I think, and said, so first of all, folks, you got to catch that marketing tip that Eve just shared. She said that the customer knows what they want. Give them a survey. This, so I say that that's teachability. You didn't say, look, the customers, they're jacked up. What's their problem? You know, so you, first of all, were teachable. Second of all, when people take a vote, you draw them in. This is
because it's interactive.
Yes. So now it's a conversation rather than here's just what we offer. Here's a dial, you know, here's a sermon, just accept it or not. It's a two-way street, the survey. Plus it gives them ownership. They feel like, ooh, I might influence.
Exactly.
The business. Okay. Then you reach out and you say, hey, should I do an LLC? Do you remember why I said you should consider that?
I believe it was because if I were to get sued, you know, hopefully not.
Well, let's say you make a bad cookie and it's
Like, let's say some, I don't know, nail polish got in the cookie, something random, but something got in there and it hurt somebody or poisoned them, then I would be sued if I didn't have an LLC, and they could sue me for every asset that I possibly had. But if I had an LLC, they would sue the LLC and not me as a person.
Yeah.
And then
look at you. You learned the lesson.
I did. I'm really happy I have.
Yeah. Yes. So when we hopped on Zoom and went to the Ohio Secretary of State and did all that little work there, as you like walked away from that experience, now, who knows? I think you even got a certificate. Like, what did that do for your confidence?
Oh, I think I made a post. I think that was one of my very first posts on Instagram. It was me just being like overjoyed that I was official. Because up until that point, I had sold some cookies. I think I even sold some, you know, the career services office on Cedarville campus. They wanted cookies for like a Christmas party, and I made them for them. But you know, I wasn't an official business, and I didn't. And I think it felt like that. Like, I didn't feel set in stone.
Yeah.
And that it really helped a lot.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, and then we even chatted about some of the deductions as a business mm-hmm. owner. We talked about your oven, your transportation. Yeah. So you can start actually leveraging that to yes. save money.
I actually just, I keep a spreadsheet of everything that I buy and everything that I get in sales-wise.
Right.
Which I think is what you suggested, and it's helped a lot. But I did just buy my first rapid cook oven, and that is the end goal. The end goal is to have a storefront. But and have ovens where the cookies can be cooked on the spot in 2 to 3 minutes. So I just purchased that, and that was a huge, I mean, it was kind of scary in a way, but it was very exciting. And now that'll be, I'll get money back from that when tax time comes. So
nice. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to have you at Cedarville do an event. So mm-hmm. I know I've planted the seed with you, but think about that because this mm-hmm. podcast episode is going to go out. I think it's going to encourage people too, because what you did is your origin story. You took something that was deeply struggle. I say it all the time to entrepreneurs. They say the area of your biggest wound mm-hmm. is often the area of your biggest contribution. Mm-hmm. And so you did. I mean, you took something like anorexia where you struggle with food mm-hmm. and that's like the biggest tension in your life and it becomes an obsession, and then you turned it into a way to serve people. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you have a website yet?
No. Okay. So that's so funny you mentioned that, because yesterday I've been looking into website creation because I do think it would be, I mean,
it's another step.
It's crucial for me to have that. Yeah. And so I'm looking in a different pathways, but there is like there's lots of website creators out there where you create the website. Yeah. So I think I'm going to go for that. And maybe just do like a demo, see how it looks and see if I want to pay for it. But then
Like Wix or something.
Yeah. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm, exactly. So we'll see. I'm going to just, test things out. Maybe a couple of my computer friends to help me.
Oh, yeah. But no, this can totally happen. It's I'm going to say that it's going to happen. It's going to happen in August.
Yes.
That's what I think. So,
yeah.
So, and I'll tell you what, let's just, we'll give people the domain name of your website in the show notes.
Okay.
So when this thing goes live, they can have it in their brain. Okay.
Sounds good.
So last minute, what would you tell someone who is either a student or an adult, but they are thinking, do I have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? What would you tell them?
I would say, find your support. You know, for me, it was my my friends at Cedarville, my professors, and my parents. But I would say, as an entrepreneur, it's a hard line of work, but it's really worth it. But you need someone to support you and encourage you on. Because when I was really struggling and not knowing if I wanted to go forward with the business, I had people in my life that were encouraging me and were bringing me down. So I would say that is my biggest piece of advice.
That's awesome. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And if you loved the podcast, I certainly did today. Wow. Give it a rating and review that helps people find it. And Eve Wellner, you are amazing. And we are going to watch you soar. And who knows, you might have stores everywhere someday.
Fingers crossed.
Awesome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.